More questions, more questions, more questions and answers. To the Prime Minister and your team, to the opposition and your team, to all the politicians in Dominica. Good morning to you, the leader of the United Workers' Party and all the parties in Dominica. All the other civic groups fighting for this country to be liberated. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can somebody tell me what's really going on with the post office? Imagine you can't send a mail out of Dominica. You have to use FedEx. Is that for real? I mean, I've been hearing that problem there for some time, but I thought that it was rectified. So what is the use of the post office, Dominica? What is the use of the post office? Should all staff be sent home? You're just there selling stamps? This problem must be rectified. Imagine you have to send passports out almost 300 EC dollars. Something is definitely wrong. What is really going on with the post office? I suspect there may be a correspondence. I'm just saying, according to the staff of the post office, because you're there, what is it you're really doing on a daily basis? Nobody's getting mail, no mails are coming in. I just don't know what's going on. Somebody tell me what's going on with the post office. I got a call last night from Portsmouth. Somebody saying that one of the post officers saying we're not accepting mails in this 21st century. I'm sure you have experienced the same. When was the last time you got a letter? Somebody tell me what's going on in this beautiful country of ours. Hello, talk to me, yes? Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning to you, morning, yes?
Yeah, welcome back, Matt.
Good to be back, sir, good to be back.
You know, Matt, as you mentioned about the post office there, Matt, I had the shock of my life yesterday. When I went to the post office in Portsmouth to mail a letter to Canada, one of the workers there tells me that they are not accepting mail. So I thought maybe it's just mail for Canada. So I asked him if it's just for Canada. He told me they're not accepting no mail at all. So I say, well, why are you here? Because, I mean, when you look at the postal system, Matt, the postal services goes back more than 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at you can ask every centenarian in Dominica today when they were a child, if there was postal services and so on, and they will answer yes. So, Matt, I cannot understand what is the problem. If a post office does not accept mail, then what is the reason for that? I don't know what their issues are, Matt, but I mean...
But from what I gather, I'll be honest here, from what I've gathered before that, like when Liad was in existence, they used to use Liad to transport the mail, but they're having difficulty trying to find another airline that will transport it on a daily basis. That's what I gather.
Matt, when I was a boy growing up in Portsmouth many years ago, there was a boat, the name of that boat was Caribbean Star.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a power boat, and they would carry cargo, general cargo from Portsmouth to Roseau several times a week. And I remember they used to carry mail. If my memory serves me even better, I can remember Douglas had a boat, I think it was called Princess Marina.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they too used to carry mail. I stand for correction in this last one, but I suspect they too maybe used to do it. But what I'm saying is, Matt, in a nutshell, if Liat is not doing it, you mean to tell me that this government couldn't get a lot of small planes? Look, we just chased a whole number of little planes away from Dominica. We chased them away. You think you cannot get a little plane? Those things are sitting down on the hangar all about in St. Martin, yeah, hundreds of them there, and Guadeloupe, Martinique, all over these places. Get a little plane, and even if it's twice a week, you can pick, you can bring the mails from Dominica to wherever you bring them.
I agree.
But Matt, I mean, you should be able to put, because if, when we didn't even have planes flying, we could get mail moving, there's absolutely no excuse for that, Matt. There's absolutely no excuse. Even before you had aircraft, mail was moving. So when you tell me more than 100 years later, you don't know how to move some mail from Dominica.
So what are the employees doing there at the post office? What are they doing?
You know, Matt, the employees, you know, I mean, I know all of them. And yes, I mean, I don't want anybody to lose their job. But I can tell by their demeanor yesterday, because I cannot talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell that they are concerned. They may even, they didn't say that to me, but just by their demeanor, I could see the concern on their face as far as their job security. Because they feel, I mean, one of these days they might just close the post office. And they, I mean, if they close, they'll have to send them home.
And you know, this has been happening for months now.
I was told since last year. Yeah. But you might, the postal service is a service that the government have to give to a state. It's just like your schools.
Mm-hmm.
The government doesn't make money from all the primary schools and all the schools around the island, but you have to have the services. It's just like your post office. You have to have it. And there's absolutely no reason for that. I don't even want to go into the politics, because, I mean, I believe
there's no politics there. It's obvious. We need the service here. You know, to send a birth paper, it's almost $150 through another freight company. You know that?
I smell a rat. It would appear that much. Because I cannot believe what is happening, you know. I cannot believe that is happening. And to mail, Matt, I had to send some document to Barbados just recently. And DHL charged me
$375.
$375 to send something to Barbados and then the return back to Dominica. $375. So, you know, we hear all kind of stories about court and so on. I mean, to me, I don't even want to go down that road.
Mm-hmm.
But I just cannot understand the justification. You cannot tell me that if LIAC is not flying, that this government cannot get a little private plane to pick up, if you don't want to use boat, get a little private plane, maybe pay them, what, $5,000 or $6,000. But let them, if you want to raise the price of stamp, raise them. Like a stamp that used to be a dollar before, if you want to sell it $3 now or $4, do what you have to do. But we have to have mail moving. Matt, we are not living in North Korea. Or we are not some kind of civilization,
mm-hmm.
maybe up in Africa or in the Amazon, some kind of tribe that are primitive and so on. You cannot tell me that all those you cannot get mail moving. Matt, this is really a shame. I haven't called the program in a very, very long time, Matt. I said I was just taking a little break.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, huh?
But you had to this morning. Of course, it's very important. It's a very important issue. It is.
I tell you, I was stunned when I went to the post office. I just could not believe what the worker was saying to me, that they are not accepting mail. So I said, but why are you here?
Very important question again. Thank you very much. 847, why are you here? Matt, imagine last week I asked my friend to send me a small package from Barbados, very small sneakers that could easily fit in an envelope. You know, it was impossible to get it here because the post office doesn't accept mail. I had to cancel it and order it from Amazon. What a waste of government. What a waste of government, somebody's saying in the WhatsApp message. Hello, talk to me. Yeah? Uh-huh. Wadix, speak to that issue there.
Hello.
Yes, good morning to you.
Morning again. Matt,
mm-hmm.
you and all the rest of the level-headed Dominicans should not be surprised with regards to what is going on in Dominica for the past 20 to 24 years, Matt. Matt, you have a man at the helm, a nominated prime minister, that on November 6, 2022, addressed the nation, talking about he's going to do a reset, where he went, get some school children at their mother home, some that have never held a job before, Matt. Raise them there. You know, Matt, giving people the hope that those that he had before, they not really living up to what he expected, Matt. Matt, we see more garbage happening, Matt. Matt, the only way for this thing to stop, Matt, for our mills, for everything to get real, Matt, Roosevelt Kerry, Matt, has to go, Matt. Matt, you can stay there from January to December. You can go to New York, leave Lennox Clinton in charge, whoever, Matt. Unless these guys demit office, Matt, Dominica going to sink. Carry that.
So you're saying blame Skerritt for the lack of the post office service there? Yes? That what you're
saying? Matt, yes. That's the government, Matt. They have a part to play in that. Matt, they have to ensure that the people, the males of the people of Dominica can reach wherever it destined for, Matt. That is part of government organization, Matt. These guys, they do not have innovative ideas, Matt. Only thing these guys know is to invite young women to the office, promise them scholarship. That is what we have in Dominica, Matt. Matt, it's not going to stop. I wish I'd be lucky. Unless these guys deem it office, it's not going to stop, Matt. Take care.
All right, it's 8:50 in the morning. Yes, there is a serious crisis as it relates to males. In other words, there's no use of the post office right now. Why are the employees, I'm not saying that you should send them home, but find something for them to do. Please engage us and let us know what's going on. I know the Prime Minister will be on a program this morning there. I'm wishing that somebody can speak to this because a lot of people are complaining. You know, to send a passport, DHL, $150, $375 to Barbados. Why is this happening in Dominica? At that stage, at this stage of our development, we have to address this, make it a priority. 449-3095-9697. All right, let's take more phone calls. Hello, talk to me, yes? Good morning.
Good morning, Martin. How are you?
I'm okay.
Welcome back.
Good to be back.
Matt, 2 months back, I sent a birth paper up to my cousin in St. Martin, DHL. I had to pay
$170.
$170? To send a birth paper. And I did not even put the receipt in it because the receipt was thicker than the birth paper.
Wow.
So you can imagine?
I know.
Anyway, thank you. Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day. Good morning. Hello, talk to me, yeah? Yes?
Matt, I had to pay $280 a form to England, $280 from DHL. So the post office, and I made noise, and I tell them, that's nonsense, but I have a post office. What office? I have a form, I have to pay $280 a form to England.
$280?
Yes, so it's only the post office. I'm just going to say, no, they can get claims, you can tell me. They can get claims to send out mail to so that how to do it. So, last cut how we come.
I know it's a shame though. It's a shame. I'm hoping that somebody can speak to that. I mean, you say we care about the poor people of Dominica, and you have them spending monies that they don't have. Let's do something about this. Hello, yes. Good morning.
Matt.
Yes, I'm here.
Morning to you, and morning to your listeners. Lady who talk about the birth paper, she's so right.
Mm-hmm.
I sent a birth paper for my brother in St. Martin, and I have to pay DHL $170, Matt, just a birth paper. I mean, that is so ridiculous, Matt. That is so ridiculous. If we're not getting mails, Matt, what is the employees doing there? So we just paying employees just to come and sit down in the place? So should I sit down at my home and at my workplace, you pay me? I mean, what is really going on? $170 for a document, a birth paper, or a passport? I mean, come on. Dominicans are suffering, you know, Matt. Dominicans are suffering because the post office, not you cannot send mails out and so forth, so you have to either go to DHL or the other one.
Oh, FedEx, yes. It's very expensive.
It's too expensive. Is there a minister responsible for that? Does that fall on the minister portfolio? Are they not concerned? I mean, come on, give me a break, man.
All right. Somebody saying, Matt, ask my friend Reynolds, because he's the one collecting mails from the airport. I don't think he's collecting mails from the airport, but the question is, are you, I mean, that's a job that you do. Are you receiving anything there for that job? Hello, if mails are not coming in. Hello, John Tumia. Hello,
yes,
yeah?
Matt.
Call in.
Yes, sir. Tell Corbett to send an email. And we have local mail delivery from Domlek and all the other companies, my brother. So this mail service is still good and good and up and running.
Mail service.
Problem is overseas mail. I can understand that.
No. We understand. Yes, of course, you can send an email or something. But I'm saying those who can't or don't have the technology, if you will, mails are circulating in Roseau and the environment. We're talking about overseas mail. That's the concern. That's the major concern, because people are paying a lot of money to send just a birth paper to another country. Hello, yes?
Matt?
Yes, I'm here.
Let me say my thing. Uh-huh. Matt, late last year, I sent a birth certificate to my brother in St. Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid $195. I could not believe.
Just there?
Just there. $195. Thank you.
All right. 4493095. Can you believe that, huh? Yeah, 9:00 in the morning. Yes. Hello?
Matt, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning
to you. Nice to know that you're back, Matt. I'm happy that you're back.
Good to be
How
back.
How are you?
Trying my best.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, but anyway, take good care of yourself, you know.
I'm trying my best.
Health is wealth.
Thank you.
Be careful, okay? Matt, I want to talk about something this morning, something different, Matt.
Okay.
I listened to the news this morning, and I heard about bail for these fellas who commit that gruesome crime.
In Sufri, yes, I heard that too.
You heard that too. Matt, I am saying, that's my view, people are going to agree with me, but I'm saying that this kind of gruesome murder, there should be no bail. You cannot do a willful thing like that, kill two people, burn them up, and to get bail. And that you can go back to work or play and having whiskey and whatever. No. But there should be no bail. Period. There should be no bail. Let them stay in there until their case is called, and then there should be no bail. Period.
All right. Well, thank you. No bail. Somebody's saying that I'm hearing that there are moves by our court system to bail. Yes, to bail this Jonathan Lehrer and his. I don't know about his call, but I heard that there are moves to bail these guys, and another attempt will be made next week. A lot of questions. Actually, I saw a story from Canada. Of course, the international press is following this one very, very, very closely. We'll get more information for you, and we'll try to give you more as it becomes available. Hello, talk to me on the telephone, yeah?
I suppose this thanks, blessings, and glory to all those who have sacrificed their personal safety and security trying to elevate mankind to humanity. Mr. Pelletier, blessings to your family, sir.
Blessings to you.
Matt, what is it? They're going to give me bail now?
Well, if you come
by
in...
By next week,
they're saying that they're going to make another attempt to give bail.
I get in jail. I wait in, me. I was hoping that I escaped, but they had a close eye on me. So, Matt, it's very interesting. Matt, you have a single parent, or you have parents, man and woman. They have 5 or 6 children.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how quick people are ready to point fingers. Oh, the mother, oh, the father. Matt, you have heard that, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what they call it, malevi, Matt?
Yeah, well. What time is that,
Deja? You were badly brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your vehicle, this mother, you don't see me leave for more. Matt, you have a prime minister, to be nice, Matt. He has several ministers and servants and mercenaries and Navy SEALs and snipers and things around him. Matt, you cannot tell me. Matt, you know the judge who made the comment about our judicial system and the bail system and the
mm-hmm.
backlog of cases and people remanded. You before you left, you may have heard that, Matt.
Yes, uh-huh.
A new judge we have there. Scared come out, Matt. Scared have no legal expertise. Scared delve into that. I listened to the news this morning, and I'm going to say all that to come back to you, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
What you dealing with? He went all over the place. So if you want to help us, just like a late magistrate, oh, he come and he render his services. So he throw two mepui at the resident judge. I don't know where he's from in the Caribbean, talking about how our system is so not good. But how can that postal system be in that calamity? The other day, a woman told me how much she sent one England, how much she had to pay, almost $300 or free something she had to pay. And I'm not exaggerating, Emma. I'm telling you exactly what the woman told me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the exact figure. It was free something or two something. So, well, somebody, you know, I respect people's opinion when they say, oh, it's not politics. Oh, it's not politics. It's political. It's politics. It's all about the malfunction of governance. And where you have one man think he can bypass everybody else and do what he wants. No wonder these things fall flat, Matt, because he cannot be everywhere at the same time. He want to be ubiquitous. Like God, they say, he think because he's an octopus, he's ubiquitous. Hmm? His tentacles are quite limited and restricted. So Matt is that man who does not give a damn about Dominicans. All he do, he put on a show. He put on a show and people ready say, oh, he's trying. Oh, he have bad advisors. Oh, look, he say, oh, he calling on his ministers and tell them, oh, go and do your work. Go and do your work. I just changing all you, shifting all you. And that's what he do, terrorize, threaten, and be rude and disrespectful while the country itself is going to hell. And the man is riding high, Matt, and laughing all the way to the bank. So all the different institutions within the structure of governance, even in the private sector, they're failing because of one man who thinks he's the be-it-all and end-it-all, judge, jury, and executioner, and everything is falling flat. Matt, it is sickening because even if lesser people haven't got access to a computer, they don't even know about email. And Matt, how come everything is mail, mail, mail? Our young men already falling flat on their faces. They no employment. They drug addiction, drug trafficking. They disappearing. Mail, mail, Matt. No, look, mail again, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
You can't post your mails. So it seems like there's something wrong about mails, Matt. Matt, I can't change myself, no? Have a blessed day, sir.
Have a blessed day. It's 9:01 in the morning. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back. We'll come back for more. Come back for more after this, okay? Let's see. Something's gonna happen. Let's take another phone call. Hello, yes, good morning to you. Are you there?
Yes, I'm right there, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the post office does deliver, how you call it?
Wow.
Light bills.
Okay.
But the light bills always come in after you pay your bill. Never before the due date. It's always maybe a week, 2 weeks after the due date. That is when the post office sending the light bill, Matt. Well, in Bafest State, I don't know for other places, because I always get a light bill, but it's always after, 2 weeks after the due date, as I say. And according to what the man just said there, that is true about these people are seeking bail.
Mm-hmm.
If at all, bail would be granted to these people, and that should never be. In such a gruesome murder, these people accused of, them people should never get bail. These people are flight risk. You cannot have these people giving them bail. If at all these people are granted bail, all young men that sitting down in stock farm there, on remand for how many years, their family should go out and protest to either they call their case or who that they cannot get bail, give them bail to. That is nonsense. Not because these people are white people and they make selling passports and they are millionaires for them to be given such privilege. Hell no, that shouldn't be happening. Not in a little country like Dominica. What that country say? What are we saying in that country? What really going on? That is nonsense. And the abattoir, the first, leave that one and we take in another one.
Mm-hmm.
The abattoir we had the other day, how much money did that cost? You can't remember?
I can't remember that, no.
Right now, I are looking to build another abattoir that's going to cost $6.4 million. Can you believe that? Do we have all that poultry here to build up, get abattoir functioning in the way they maybe say it's going to be functioning? That costing $6.4 million, Matt? Eh?
I'll have to ask an agricultural expert on that one.
Because that is what I heard on the news.
I heard that too.
I said, excuse me? But since 2017, we have been hearing about building a marina in Portsmouth, building at that, and on the 2019 platform of Starboy of Stupidity, these words were mentioned, where they're going to build a marina there, and they're going to put this there, and they're going to slash that there and put that over there. Now we are in the same thing in 2024. At the press conference they had the idea that I heard the same things mentioned. What really going on? And all you want to see, all you go to them press conference. All you should know how to, when you see that man, all you ask the man a question. All you should have a follow-up, Papa Bodie. He tell all you the jack does go up the hill. Tell him, no boy, how come the jack going up the hill so? The jack has to go down the hill sometime. But all you just take it and all you drink it like a glass of nice cold juice. All you have to know, all you them,
Blue, you're throwing blows there, giving some blows there, boy.
Yeah, giving blows. You in it too. And you know, you involved in it. Why don't you go to that press conference? Know how to deal with him, and I tell you that the other day.
You're giving the press blows.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All you can just go and ask him questions. He tell all you the goat does climb up the hill. Tell him, no, the goat does climb up the hill on certain times, and all it, not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to talk to the man like, all you have to talk to a person to understand all you can. No, stop that. Only making people feel shame of all you them press people that in them people they have there asking the man question about your stupidity. And the robot say everything you do is politics.
Bye bye Blue Blue. All right, 906. Sometimes I do believe that you know, the journalists themselves deserve some blows. Yes. Hello, talk to me, huh? No.
Good morning, sir.
How are you
good
doing?
Morning, bud.
How are you doing this morning? How are you?
I'm good. Welcome back again.
Good to be back.
Matt, If you have a post office,
yes.
I would think it belongs to the country, the state.
Of course.
And if the state shut it down, why can't we, the citizens, cannot shut them down too? Shut them down. Close the door. The males don't have way to come in. So they themselves shouldn't have way to go out and go in. They go out by the groves and come back. So why we cannot shut them down too? Why we get so coward? Where are the generation my age? They're supposed to be 65 now. They can hit the street before they leave this world. Shut them down the way they shut the mills down, the way they shut everything down. Shut them down too, the shut spots, everything they touch, they shutting it down. Shut them down. And Mr. PM, go fix the bridge in Sisari going to La Plaine. La Plaine need a bridge. Go, I telling you, go and fix that bridge. Give them a proper bridge. We don't need all these housing. Yes, we need it, but we don't need, we can go on a slow down with these houses and build the bridge going inside Surrey, because it's those total labor rights that put you there from the east. Thank you
too. It's 9:07 in the morning. Good morning to Red Man there in Boston. I know you're locked in this morning. Say hi to Jennifer, okay? 9:08 is the morning time. Hello, talk to me.
Hey, my brother, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Well, I just from the Garden of Eden, you know what I mean, and I had to get some grass, you understand?
Garden of Eden? You had an apple there?
Man, so many things to talk about, and this is what they're blocking in Dominica. We are now living in the Garden of Eden, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not clearing the roads so the children and them can eat more fruits. In my coming ups, I know grapefruit, tangerine, passion fruit. And you know who taught me that my children would eat more fruit? Taiwan. They used to go and turn that land, give you seeds. We had pawpaw like pawpaw, mango like mango, passion fruit like passion fruit. Matt, I don't know if you can remember that. You understand? When Taiwan come and turn the soil for us. But since we got the prime minister and he decided we'll go to China. I don't know if it's karate that is teaching the children behind the door. It is computer exams. It is to bug people phone or whatever. But let me tell you, Mr. PM, I'm calling on you now. Shoot forward. You tired fool the people. You spoke to Matt, put all his things together. And Matt, I do like you for that, you know. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you're giving people blues, and you deserve some blues. The Prime Minister tell you he will talk to you, and he will come to your station, put all your questions together.
Right.
You never call him back to challenge him.
I have been making arrangements, but you know I've been out there for a month, so I don't know what is the issue this morning.
In the same time, do it out there for an excuse. Like, I always tell you to take a rest.
So I should what? Contact him while I was over there?
No.
I'm back. So we'll see what happens.
I want to tell you something this morning. I want the nation to hear too.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Now, they say Wednesday that the Prime Minister will be on a station with Wadi.
Yes.
Were you invited?
Who? Repeat?
Were you invited to...
To the other station?
Yeah.
No, but it's another station. But Wadi, of course, have arranged for him to be interviewed. I don't need to be invited.
I mean, in talking, when Wadi stops to you on a sign and you can get a proper interview. Matt, I want to know something. What if you're going to question the Prime Minister, or the Prime Minister going to tell us about himself or whatever?
Well, you'll have to wait and see, my brother. He's the one doing the interview. We'll have to see what happens. So tune in at 11 o'clock. I think it's 11 to 12 and you'll find out. And then you have a chance to ask your own questions, yeah?
Matt just permits me to say something. That's what I was just
saying. You've been talking for the past few minutes. So I'm permitting you to say what you want to say. So go ahead. Go ahead.
You keep quoting me, but let me say it now. Mr. PM, I do not like your policies. Whether you're going to speak to addicts or whatever, you should have a little clipping that you could send to Q95 to let the people know exactly that you will be there on that station. You should open it to the people to ask you one, two questions. If you feel not to answer, you do not answer. And when you do not answer, we'll be showing that you're a coward. Mr. PM, I am telling you.
I don't know where you're going with that. Of course, the program will be an open program. You have a chance to call. I'm sure Wallix will facilitate as he does. So I don't know if you're being fair this morning with Wallix. Allow the program to go on. If there's no questions, then you have a point. But right now, you're defeating the purpose. Let the program go on, and then we'll find out what happens. Okay? Thank you very much. Tune in at 11 o'clock on that program, and the Prime Minister will be on there with Wallix. So ask your questions, okay? But don't assume what you think they may be going on. Hello, talk to me on the telephone, yeah?
Good brother, good morning to you.
Morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
My best as usual. How's Aniston?
The last I heard, she's fine, yes.
My favorite mother.
Yes, uh-huh.
After between 3 to 5 years ago, there was an alleged murder in the country of Anguilla. That deceased young man was from Belleville, Chopin, and his perpetrator, alleged murderer, was an American guy who was bailed by the authorities in Anguilla and subsequently thereafter fled back to America when the American authorities asked that the case be brought to America to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
What is the latest on that case? Can someone, maybe the relatives of the deceased in Belgium, give us some light?
I think I know the mother of the deceased, so I'll ask her the question and I'll get a response for you as to what is going on. But I have not been following that case, and I will ask her, and she I'm sure she will tell me what's going on. Okay.
I need to know.
All right, well, fine.
Bless you, bro. Good day to them, and do your best.
All right, thank you very much, 449. I don't have the latest information on that. Of course, we have our friends there from DSS, of course, coming up in the next 2 minutes. Hello, talk to me, yeah?
Good morning. How you doing, man? Welcome back. You're nice and strong and everything. You bushy tail boy.
Good morning to you, too.
Before I say what I want to say, I want you to play a request for me to
what?
You.
What's that?
By Peter Tosh. You come in hot, You know that one? You fire a red shot.
I know that one, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, that's a request I want you to play from me to you.
Okay.
But let me explain something to you. I had to call. I thought I was going to just listen until I make a very good point at some time. But when the gentleman is pressuring you about the prime minister, I had to call. Man, it's no hurry to talk to that man, because all he's going to do is come and lie and lie and lie and try to fool the people. It's the same old game. What the people need to do is stop worrying about this guy and try to get him out of there. I heard a gentleman call you a while ago about a piece of meal. That has been a problem for the longest while, because I had the same experience and the meal never make it. It's more than 6 months, almost 9 months, something like that. But here's the deal. He said it wasn't, he didn't want to be political. Well, my brother Blessing answered that. And I've always tell you, it is all political. It was political when you all put him in office, and it has been political. The governance of the country is political. The dollars you make, the car you drive, the food you eat, the streets you drive on, it's all political. It's governed by the people you put in office who is not doing what they're supposed to do, or who are not doing what they're supposed to do. So the kind of nonsense we come up with sometimes, well, I don't want to be political, it's garbage. It is all political. Every action, every reaction, everything that the people complaining about this morning, they need to take to the streets and stop making excuses. So, my brother, I'm out, I'm listening. I was trying not to call you and say anything, but sometimes I couldn't keep my mouth out of the conversation.
All right, caller, thank you very much, and good to have you too. Oh, next up is the Dominica Freight System. Stick around, Dominica, until 9:30.
Dominica's number one choice for swift and dependable ocean cargo services announces that effective October 1st, 2021, our new local agent is Dominica Freight Systems. Visit Dominica Freight Systems in Keenfield next to Autotrue, or call 255-6864 or 255-6865 for all your ocean freight and cargo transportation needs. King Ocean, born in the Caribbean, trusted with more than 30 years of shipping experience.
Hello?
Hey Sharon, I'm so excited. Ezone just delivered my packages to me right at the office. What about... Oh my, I guess she didn't get hers. She should have used Ezone services. Easy, affordable, and hassle-free. Ezone Courier and Delivery provides daily courier service and door delivery. Freights collect instant cargo exporting from these three separate locations. Miami, Canada, UK, with the loyalty program available. Insurance coverage optional. Prompt settlements of claims. Live on-time tracking and updates. Ezone Courier and Delivery also offers over £11 and over 21-inch weekly shipments. Also offers special requirements from 0 to 10 pounds below 21-inch daily shipments. Ezone Courier and Delivery. Tailored services which are suitable for your business and individual specifications. Sign up with Ezone Courier and Delivery today. Located in Canefield, Dominica. Contact us on 616-1705 or visit our Facebook page for more information today. Ezone Courier and Delivery.
Dominica Freight
System. Dominica Freight System. At Dominica Freight Systems, we provide services which are flexible, reliable, and customizable to meet your unique requirements. Dominica Freight Systems, your total freight solutions from start to finish. Located in Canefield, Dominica. Contact us on 616-1705 or visit our Facebook page for more information today.
Dominica Freight Systems.
All right, good morning to the ladies I've not seen for a few weeks there. Good morning to you. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Matt. Good and morning. We are doing good. And what about you?
I miss you too.
A chance. I know, right? We are so happy to have you back.
I can see it in your eyes. Everything good?
Everything is good. Nice, nice. So good to have you back. It's so good to be in the studio today here with you. Uh-huh. And we are here to talk about Dominica Freight Systems. You know, everything Dominica Freight Systems related. And we always, always have to give you some tips and tricks as to how to make your shopping online experience just a little bit better and just a little easier. Now, before I get we get started, we have a few prizes with us here today, and we have two very simple questions that we want to ask.
What do you have in the bag there?
Yes, we have some Dominica Fridge System branded thermal bottles.
Oh, I wonder what this big gift's about. Oh, okay.
So we have some thermal bottles. And so we have two questions, and we want to ask them before we get started to allow people the chance to think of the answer and call us.
So you're giving them a chance to think?
Yes, we're giving all you a chance to think and call us.
And you have three bottles?
Three bottles,
wow,
yes.
Wow, wow. Okay.
All right, so our first question is, our prices for our £1 packages have reduced.
Uh-huh.
So we want to know, what is the new price for a £1 package?
Okay.
Very easy question. And the second question is, when you easy elite your package, how much discount do you get off your package? Very simple questions. If you have been listening throughout the months.
Can you repeat the questions again? Give them a chance to write it down.
Yes, I'll give them a chance. So the first question is, what is the new price of our £1 packages? What is the new price of our £1 packages? And the second question is, how much discount do you get when you easy elite your package?
And of course, Matt, to our listeners, this is for E-Zone, right? So we're focusing on E-Zone this morning.
Yes. So very simple questions, E-Zone related. If you are E-Zone customers, you should know the answers, you know, like the back of your hand. All right? So give them a chance to come up with their questions.
This is telephones already the answers. Going, huh?
Oh, well, let's take it, Matt. Let's take the answers.
You want to take a question?
Because they are so easy, right, Matt? So
why you want to be so easy?
Because it's E-Zone. Everything's easy.
All right, okay, all right. Let's see if we get a phone call now. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Morning, Matt.
Morning to you, sir.
$25.46.
Why? That is indeed an E-Zone customer because he got it right on the head. He got it to the T. And what is your name, caller?
Matt, know my name.
I know your name. Give them your number. Give them your number so they can take it.
Put me off here.
Oh, you don't want people to know your number? Okay, I'll get your number for you. Okay. All right. Hold on there. Let's see. We'll take an ad and get his number. And then, of course, we'll continue. All right. Hello.
King Ocean Services, Dominica's number one choice for swift and dependable ocean cargo services, announces that effective October 1st, 2021, our new local agent is Dominica Fridge Systems. Visit Dominica Fridge Systems in Canefield next to Autotrue or call 255-6864 or 255-6865 for all your ocean freight and cargo transportation needs. King Ocean, born in the Caribbean, trusted with more than 30 years of shipping experience.
Hello.
Hey Sharon, I'm so excited. E-Zone just delivered my packages to me right at the office. What about... Oh my, I guess she didn't get hers. She should have used E-Zone services. Easy, affordable, and hassle-free. E-Zone Courier and Delivery provides daily courier service and door delivery. Freights collect instant cargo exporting from these three separate locations. Miami, Canada, UK, with the loyalty program available. Insurance coverage optional. Prompt settlements of claims. Live on-time tracking and updates. E-Zone Courier and Delivery also offers over 11 pounds and over 21-inch weekly shipments. Also offers special requirements from 0 to 10 pounds below 21-inch daily shipments. E-Zone Courier and Delivery. Tailored services which are suitable for your business and individual specifications. Sign up with E-Zone Courier and Delivery today. Located in Canefield, Dominica. Contact us on 616-1705 or visit our Facebook page for more information today. E-Zone Courier and Delivery.
All right, back to you. I know you have more questions.
Yes, so congratulations for answering that question correctly. So for the people who did not know, our £1 packages are now $25.35. We have decreased the prices of our £1 and £2 packages because we understand that, you know, we have a higher influx of those packages. So, you know, it's just a thank you to customers for shopping so much with E-Zone. So congratulations, caller, you've won yourself a thermal bottle complements Dominica Fritz systems. So I'm just going to repeat the second question and we'll continue giving some information. So the second question is,
you want to pick it up here or you pick it up down there?
Well, we have his number, so we'll call him and we can deliver arrange, depending on his okay. his location.
Okay.
So second question is, when you Easy Elite, how much discount do you get off your package? When you Easy Elite your packages, how much discount do you get? Because you get a certain amount of discount by Easy Elite incorrectly. So we just want to know if you guys have the answer, how much discount do you get? All right. So we're going to continue with the program, you know, and give people a little chance to call in. So Dominica Freight Systems is located in the same building as Auto Trade. So if you know where the former Body Shop building department is, this is where the Dominica Freight System office is located. It's opposite of where the building used to be. So if you know where Island Car Rental is located, it is opposite there. And we have a beautiful sign in green, Dominica Freight Systems, and our windows are branded, so you cannot miss it. So if you're coming down to collect your packages, you come down to the Auto Trade building and you go there. It's opposite the Island Car Rentals building. All right. So at Dominica Freight System, we offer free delivery and it's within the Jimit to Point Michel zone. And if you are in the Portsmouth area, it is Picard to 1 mile. Correct. Now, we do offer delivery outside of these areas. However, you would have to pay a fee. So the free delivery zones, again, is Jimmy to Point Michel in the Roseau area and Picard to 1 mile. Now, while we are on the topic of E-Zone, we just want to remind customers a few tips about collecting your packages. So when you have gotten that email that says, yeah, your package is here, you need to pay attention to your package status. Now Delicia is going to let us know a little about what some of the status package statuses mean so that you know when your package is actually available for pickup.
Right. So as my colleague just said, when you get that message or that email stating that, yay, it's the moment that you have been waiting for, your package is here, you don't just right away come into the office or call in to schedule delivery. You log into the app. That's why it's very important to download the E-Zone app. You download that app. It is on the Apple Store and the Play Store, Google Play Store. So you download that app. That's E-Zone with the big Z. And you put in your account number, you create a password, and that's where you see all your information. You see your package status, you see, you know, if that package is in transit, you could track. You create an Easy Elite, you get your addresses and rates. We also have an E-Zone calculator you could also utilize as well, and view upload your invoices. So when you go to that app, you go to My Packages, you click on the airway bill number or contents. So it then opens up a page which states airway bill details. At the bottom of that screen, you will see bin location. Right next to bin location, that is where the status of the package comes in. If it says RPU or RPC, that means that the package is available, ready to be delivered, and ready to be picked up. If it says SH, mm-hmm. that means the package is in for further processing.
Okay.
Be it that you did not upload your invoice or that package is dutiable, so it's being processed.
Okay.
If it says absent, doesn't mean that it's lost.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that all our cargo did not come to Dominica, mm-hmm. so in the next shipment, it will be available to you. All right? So I'm going to go over that again. R, anything that starts with R, it means that the package is available.
Mm-hmm.
S, it means that it's further processing. And absent means it's not available at all at the moment.
And another status you might notice is pending clearance.
Right.
And if you see pending clearance, it doesn't mean that your package was seized by customs or anything. It just means that it's going through some further processing, and you can maybe take the opportunity to check your invoice to ensure that it's correct. Because if it's not correct, then it will stay in that status for a longer period of time. So pending clearance or SH just means that it is going through some processing through customs, and it doesn't mean that anything is wrong per se, but you can just check on your invoice to ensure that it is uploaded correctly. Now, I see nobody has called for the Easy Elite question, and it seems like
it gives a chance to hold on to this.
It seems like that question was a little more difficult, Matt.
Well, ask another question. We have 2 minutes.
Sure. Delise, would you like to ask another question?
Okay, so I'm going to ask another easy question. Because see, now it's
Easy Elite, huh? Oh, hold on. Somebody's on the line. Let me find out. Hello, are you there?
Yes, Matt, the question for the discount.
The question for the discount? Is that the question?
Yes, it
is. Go ahead, ask the question again.
The question is, when you Easy Elite your package, how much discount do you get off?
10%.
She said 10%.
10%?
Yeah, she said 10%.
Okay, Matt, that is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is not 10%.
All right, try again. For 4930959697, these are the numbers to call. And to win a very simple question. You were about to ask another question. Let's look at the other question.
I'm going to ask this question based on our Portsmouth location. Uh-huh. And my colleague just said it. Desma just said the answer for that question. So I want to see who was listening. You know, like when you're in school, the teacher will, you know, say something, and then after she'll call on you to see what she said because she know you wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
So let's see.
That happened to
in
you.
In Portsmouth, what is our free delivery location?
All right, let's go final call because of time. Yes.
Okay.
Talk to me. Yeah. Hello.
I'm calling to answer the question.
You want to answer the question as it relates to the discount?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's 5%.
5%. No, yeah. No. I guess some guessing games are going on.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening because it's actually not a percentage.
All right, let's see if another phone call. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Pecan and 1 mile.
Pecan and 1 mile, is that a, yes?
Okay, so that is correct. So that was for the third question that was asked. What is the free delivery zones in Portsmouth? So you are very correct, caller. And can we have your name?
Can I give my name and number offline, please?
Oh, somebody else is following. They want them to give their name and number offline. So stick on the line while we take a break, okay? Stick on the line. Makes it difficult for me here, but stick on the line.
King Ocean Services, Dominica's number one choice for swift and dependable ocean cargo services, announces that effective October 1st, 2021, our new local agent is Dominica Freight Systems. Visit Dominica Freight Systems in Keenfield next to AutoTrue or call 255-6864 or 255-6865 for all your ocean freight and cargo transportation needs. King Ocean, born in the Caribbean, trusted with more than 30 years of shipping experience.
Hello?
Hey Sharon, I'm so excited. Ezone just delivered my packages to me right at the office. What about... Oh my, I guess she didn't get hers. She should have used Ezone services. Easy, affordable, and hassle-free. Ezone Courier and Delivery provides daily courier service and door delivery. Freights collect instant cargo exporting from the 3 separate locations. Miami, Canada, UK, with the loyalty program available. Insurance coverage optional. Prompt settlements of claims. Live on-time tracking and updates. Ezone Courier and Delivery also offers over 11 pounds and over 21-inch weekly shipments. Also offers special requirements from 0 to 10 pounds below 21-inch daily shipments. Ezone Courier and Delivery. Tailored services which are suitable for your business and individual specifications. Sign up with Ezone Courier and Delivery today. Located in Canefield, Dominica. Contact us on 616-1705 or visit our Facebook page for more information today. Ezone Courier and Delivery.
All right, we have 2 winners this morning. We have to wrap it up.
All right, Matt. So just to wrap it up, we just want to reiterate what we previously said. Our free delivery zones in Roseau are Jimmy to Point Michelle, mm-hmm. It's Picard to 1 mile. We also do deliveries outside of these zones, but you do have to pay a fee. Mm-hmm. And we want to remind customers that our 1 and 2 pound packages have dropped. So if you are a little lenient, you say, boy, it's inexpensive, I fret to send, but you can go ahead and ship now because we have dropped our prices just for our customers. You know, Ezone is very speedy, and we just want to remind people, while we are quick and efficient, we do want to remind you guys to, you know, order early, because you don't want to get stuck with the late people, and you don't want next week, you know, your nice clothes for Jazz and Creole didn't reach, and you know, some of those things. And when you do order, don't forget to Easy Elite. Now, Matt, nobody got the question about the Easy Elite in, so we will go ahead and say it today.
You're going to say it again?
Yes, we're going to actually tell it to them, because we always say it on the radio.
You can do it again. You can do it next time you come.
Matt, we always give that answer on the radio, so we're going to say it, and we will test their knowledge the next time we come.
All right.
Okay, so when you Easy Elite your package, you get $1 off, which is equivalent to $2.71. So imagine that you have purchased a £1 package. It is now $25.35, and you have Easy Elite, and you just got $2.71 off of your package. You know, that is an amazing deal, and you cannot beat that. We have speedy service. You know, we have dropped our prices. So there are so many good reasons why you should come on board with Dominica Freight Systems. If you are not a part of the DFS family, today is the day to join. You know, come on board with the Dominica Freight Systems family, because we are your total freight solutions company. And as we leave, I just want to say good morning to Mr. Kent. He's always, always, always locked into Q95. Mm-hmm. So we want to tell him good morning, and also good morning to our lovely ladies down at Auto Trade and Dominica Freight Systems.
All right, it was a pleasure.
Yes, ma'am.
Nice seeing you again.
It was wonderful having you back.
thank you. All right, we'll be back sometime.
Dominica Freight Systems, we provide services which are flexible, reliable, and customizable to meet your unique requirements. Dominica Freight Systems, your total freight solutions from start to finish. Located in Capeville, Dominica. Contact us on 616-1705 or visit our Facebook page for more information today. Dominica Freight Systems.
In our continuing efforts to always serve our many customers better, Esar Trading Limited is presently upgrading our supermarket in Roseville. This includes changing all our freezers and chill cabinets. This is being done, however, for frozen items, fresh local produce, and chilled drinks, etc., are temporarily unavailable until the new freezers and chill cabinets are completely installed in the next few days. In addition, Esar Trading Limited will be closed on Thursday, the 11th of April, 2024. Esar Trading Limited thanks you for your patience and cooperation, and look forward to welcoming you to enjoy the upgrades being put in place for your shopping comfort and convenience. Esar Trading Limited, making a difference for you.
Indulge your senses in the exotic fragrances inspired by nature. Luscious fruits, tropical flowers, and mesmerizing beaches with Beef Air Freshener. Flowers of Paradise, Mango Papaya, Pina Colada, Pink Lemonade Zing, Radiant Sunshine, and White Sand Beaches make up the Beep Exotic Blends Collection, perfectly blending vibrant tropical aromas with the inspiration drawn from around the Caribbean. Beep, for a happy, healthy home.
King Ocean Services, Dominica's number one choice for swift and dependable ocean cargo services, announces that effective October 1st, 2021, our new local agent is Dominica Freight Systems. Visit Dominica Freight Systems in Canefield next to Autotrue or call 255-6864 or 255-6865 for all your ocean freight and cargo transportation needs. King Ocean, born in the Caribbean, trusted with more than 30 years of shipping experience.
Dominica Freight Systems. At Dominica.
Dominica Freight Systems, we provide services which are flexible, reliable, and customizable to meet your unique requirements. Dominica Freight Systems, your total freight solutions from start to finish. Located in Capeville, Dominica. Contact us on 616-1705 or visit our Facebook page for more information today. Dominica Freight Systems.
Guinness Smooth.
It's a brand new cool.
Incredibly smooth.
Perfectly balanced.
For a smooth and refreshing taste.
So how smooth? Well smooth. Guinness Smooth.
For a smooth and refreshing taste. New Guinness Smooth. Must be 18 years or older. Drink responsibly. Socialize responsibly.
Locally distributed by Belfast Estate Limited.
All right, Dominica, we're next up with the Muslim Soul. That's in the next 6 minutes. You have a chance to ask a few questions or comments before that time. Somebody's saying, give me some information as to the existing abattoir. Says it costs over $10 million. Headed by the animal doctor. Dr. Toussaint, that's the information there, Beans. Hello, talk to me on the telephone, yes?
Yes, Matt, I just called a few minutes ago. Uh-huh. And you cut me off, bro.
I cut you off.
Yes, you cut me off. I was making a point about the postal service, office.
I'm sorry, I didn't know I cut you off. I apologize if I did. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I made a suggestion to the caller that use email, because that's what we have.
But no. But let me make the point to you. You may have access to email, but the poor person on the ground doesn't have that. So how do they do that?
The poor person on the block doesn't have that.
Right.
That's what you say.
Right.
So what do you mean by poor?
I'm saying the people, you know, there's not everybody that have access to computers, my brother.
Well, they can access the computers. They can. Don't make no excuses.
You mean they can access? You know, you're talking about let's say a granny in the country. They should access, or they can access. You think they want people to know their business?
Granny can always ask somebody. A children.
But I'm telling you, think they want people to know their business? If it's a private business, you think they want somebody to know about their business?
Let's move forward.
Well, you're making points and you're asking me to move forward. I'm telling you, some people don't want people in their business. It's their private thing. They want to do what they have to do. It doesn't have to mean that they have to get other people involved.
All right. But it's going to send me for the private mail, FedEx and DHL.
Yes, but FedEx and DHL is a lot more expensive.
But you pay for a secure service. You wouldn't send your passport to the...
My brother, I don't think you're making any sense at this time. Listen to yourself. You go to the post office. You pay, say, $5 to send, say, a certificate, a birth certificate. You go to DHL. The price is about $200-something. You think you would prefer sending that mail that you could have sent to through post office at $10 and then spend $200? Come on, let's...
Should a regular post office is unsecured.
And my boy, we have been doing that for many, many years. I mean, you listen to yourself, my brother. Listen to yourself. For many, many years, we have been doing that. Now you want to come and defend the fact that we don't have post office services? So why do we need the post office services at this time if you're saying, well, we don't need it? Close down the post office?
What's that?
Should we close down the post office? Because there's no need for it. All right, so why do you need it for?
Because you have local mails.
Okay. So you have local mails. But we've had it for many, many years, doing post office services for all over the world, the region, the international. You're saying we don't need it now?
We have alternative services like DHL and FedEx.
My brother, you're saying the same thing over and over and over again. Like, I'm trying to give you a chance to explain yourself, but you're just sounding, you know, I have always said that you open your mouth sometimes and you prove yourself to be more than it is. Hello, 943, talk to me. Come on, man.
Good morning.
I have a little common sense. Thank you very much. Yes.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
Welcome back.
Good to be back.
Listen, people listening to you far and wide, why do you waste your time with these idiots?
No, don't call them idiots. I won't go down that way, you know. Don't go down to the gutter, my brother. Don't call them idiots.
Listen.
Yes.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot sugarcoat anything. He's an idiot. He's a damn fool.
All right, John Caller, thank you very much. 943. Yes, I don't want to call him idiot, so you sell it. Hello, yes? Good morning. I say sometimes it's better to be thought of as a fool than to prove yourself to be one. Hello, yes?
Good morning, Matt. I agree. Don't call the guy an idiot. He's a moron. Anyway, let's get to the topic at hand, Matt.
Thank you.
So those two guys that are involved in the alleged murder of Daniel and his girlfriend of Coulibri Ridge,
mm-hmm.
We understand, the public understand that they're applying for bail this morning.
Yes.
Can we have a word with the Minister of National Security, the Minister of Tourism, the Attorney General, and the Commissioner of Police? Are they going to put the lives of the people of Soufriere?
So what about the people, the legal people who say, well, everybody needs a fair chance?
But how am I going to visit Coulibri Ridge without going there in fear of my life? Has that problem been solved? Has a public road been declared to the Coulibri Ridge? We don't want that ever to happen again. Tourists and the people of Dominica and Soufriere must be able to go to Coulibri Ridge and have perfect access.
So Peter, you're saying that you don't want these people to be bailed, yes? That's your point.
It is a very, very, very dangerous situation. Very dangerous situation. That's why I want the Minister of National Security to consider this morning. He should be in court this morning objecting, the Attorney General also objecting. Or what manner of people would make a law that would give alleged murderers bail? Very dangerous murders. Take care, my brother.
Thank you very much. 449-3095-9697. Hello, 945. Hello, yes? Uh-huh.
Good morning, Mato. Welcome back.
Morning.
Thank God
you're
back again, you know. Mr. Linton, congratulations. You did a remarkable job. Mr. Linton, based on the last caller, you know, he's not the only one that thinks. I remember when Obama was caught in because of that recession America was going through.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to cut the post office. And Americans decide nothing doing. Because the post office is part of their history since World War II, all their message, everything they wanted to get, they get it through the post office. So this guy talking out of ignorance, you know, so let me forget this guy. You know, Matt, I must say, when I listen to the journalist, I missed you in that last stuff I go on there. It's the same thing. Scarry said we can break down buildings and it's easier to build. But what he must understand, there are buildings that really touch the heart of the people. For instance, when you talk about the library, when you talk about the Arawak out of culture, when they ask him that question, he think it's easy to just break it down. But why didn't he break it down the heart of a lot of citizens? That's people that know those places, that raise those places, and it's part of their therapy. That's part of their life. When they go to the Catholic Church now, he's saying the Catholic Church, which is much older than the Arawak out of culture, he agreed to spend money. This man really has preference to the Catholic. So this is what I'm saying. We have to watch that guy and know this guy is a corrupt guy. And Dominicans must understand everything Scary does is out of tricks. Dominicans, we have no choice. I mean, for us to stay out there and see how Dominica running, Matt, I must tell you, you was in America. You must be ashamed to see how things happen in Dominica compared to other countries. God bless Dominica. Thank
you. God bless you, too. Our next stop is with the Muslim Star. Dominica, stick around. At the top of the hour, of course, we'll play a piece of Cuties on Cue some time ago as it relates to Ozzy Lewis. So stick around. At the top of the hour, after the Muslim store. Okay? More on this after this.
Where am I going to find a necklace to match that dress? What do you mean, where? Go Muslim store. Where? You think I have $1 million to spend, man, my girl? No, girl, they must also have a wide variety of beautiful, luxurious, and affordable jewelry. Necklaces, rings, watches, earrings in gold, silver, and even gold filled. Plus, there's a 45% discount on all jewelry.
All that then.
Girl, hurry up, they're closing 4:30. Visit us today on 18 Old Street, Roseau. Muslim store, locally born, locally grown.
Universal Elegance, the place to shop for home.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance.
Universal Elegance, the place to shop
for vehicle accessories.
Universal Elegance,
Universal Elegance.
Universal Elegance, the place to shop
for appliances.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing quite well, Matt.
It's been some time.
It feels like a very, very long time since you've been here. You've been missed. I will say, even though when I came in for all the times I came on radio, it sounded like I didn't miss you, but you've been missed.
All right.
And how are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well enough. Thank you.
All right. I want to say good morning to the listening public and, you know, also send some... love and blessings to my mother, my father, you know, to everybody. You know, your parents is a big foundation of your life, Matt. And I just want to send a lot of blessings and love to my parents and a lot of appreciation, you know, for the a lot of things that your parents do for you growing up. There's no amount of money in the world that will be able to pay back your parents. So I just want to send out a lot of love and appreciation to my mother and my father. And you know, we have, at the Muslim store, we have a lot of good things. And we always have a lot of exciting things happening at the Muslim store, Matt. And before I just jump into all of that, I just want to remind all the customers of our new location, because I know a lot sometimes, well, we had a lot of instances where customers come to the store and say, oh, I didn't know that we relocated there and stuff like that. So I just want to remind all our listening public that our new location is 45 Great George Street. That's across from the All Saints building, close to the Canefield bus stop. So our old location was by Party Shack area, so now we are across from the All Saints building where the old Starring and Sons was. So I just want to let all customers know that...
You mean people are still asking questions about it?
People are still asking questions about it. Because I know sometimes not everybody listens to the radio all the time. Sometimes they might be busy today. Not everybody listens to the radio. And I just want to still bring it because sometimes I will do a live to let somebody know that, you know, that's the new location. So most times, if social media, that's your source of finding information, we just want to remind everybody again that our new location is with the old Starring and Sons building across from the All Saints, close to the Canefield bus stop. Mm-hmm. All right. And as I said, today we have a lot of exciting things going on at the Muslim store. We have sale going on right now on all of our sewing machines. So all the seamstress and all the tailors, we have up to 40% on all of our sewing machines. So we have a Singer sewing machine, which is $540 right now with the 10% discount. And with that 10% discount, we are also going to be adding an additional 30% discount on that sewing machine. We also have a Brother sewing machine as well. So that's the different type of brands that we have for the sewing machines. With that, that Brother sewing machine, sorry, is $684 with the 10% discount that we already have on that. And also we're going to be adding that 30% discount, which gonna make it 40% discount on that sewing machine. And we also have a Dozo sewing machine as well. And the price of that one would be $2,070 with the 10% discount, as I always say, that we have on the sewing machines. And we're going to be giving a 50% discount, which is going to be 40% discount on the sewing machines. And those prices that I gave you, just some of the washing machines that we have right now, is not all, but some of the sewing machines that we have going on right now at the Muslim store. We're also going to be having 40% discount on our selected few on our wired headphones. So we have wired headphones, the brands of I Love, you know, the Bubblegums, the Neon. There's different brands, just to name it. So we have 40% on all of our selected few, sorry, on our wired headphones at the Muslim store going on right now. So the sale on the sewing machines is going to be ending next week, Saturday. So we're giving customers time to come on down, the seamstress, the tailors, as I said, to come on down to the store to get all your sewing machines. If one of your machines probably go bomb, you can come on down to the Muslim store to get a new sewing machine. And for the wired headphones, the sale on the wired headphones as well, that sale ends next week, Wednesday. So we have a lot of time to come on down to the Muslim store to get a new headphones to listen to your music, sometimes listen to the radio when you're on the go. And so let's come on down to the Muslim store, the appliance department. And also all these items, you can always get them on our website. I always try to boost and let customers know that the website is like a one-stop shop for all the different stores. You have the engineering department where you can get tires, batteries, you name it. And for the homes department, where you can get beds, you can get bathroom accessories, and a lot more. Even the appliance as well, you can get your all your home appliances, your sewing machines, your fridge, your washing machines, and a lot more items that you can find on that website. And the website is buymuslims.com. So it's BUYMOZLEMS.com. So you can check the website for all of those stuff that I'm telling you right now. And also at the Apple appliances department, we will be getting some new washing machines and new fridges. I know a lot of customers asking us when we're going to be getting the new automatic washing machines. That's Mac or Facebook. You know, let's keep in touch. Let's keep looking at our Facebook, because we will be posting when we'll be getting new items, as the washing machines and the fridges as well. So I don't want to advise customers to always check out our Facebook and always listen to the radio on Wednesday, 9:45, where I speak to Matt, seeing that he's back. You know, it's a wonderful thing. So you can just take a listen or take a look on our Facebook page, where we'll be announcing when we'll be getting new items. So we're just going to take a short break, and we'll be right back so we can wrap up on some new stuff that we have here going on.
All right, stick around, Dominica. This is Q, 9:05 in the morning. Stick around.
Universal elegance, the place to shop for home.
Universal elegance,
the place to shop for vehicle accessories.
Universal elegance,
the place to shop
for appliances.
Universal elegance.
Back to you.
All right, so now we're going to just take a quick stop at the homes department, where as I said, we always have good deals and good sales happening at, the Muslim store itself. So every day we always have sale at each of the different departments. And the homes department, so backed by popular demand, because we had sale on 100% cotton towels, we have that sale still going on and will be extended to April 13th. So you have a lot of times to still get your bath towels, your hand towels, your wash rags, where you can get a bath towel free for $120, you know, a hand towel free for $40, and a wash rag free for $25. And so, as I said, it's very, very good deals that we have at the Muslim store, at the homes department. And we also have the sheet sets as well. We have sheet sets that we're extending the sale on those as well. It's also going to be extended to the 13th of April. So you guys have a lot of time to get your sheet sets, where you have four pillow sets in that those sets. So the twin size, we have it for $60, the full size $70, the queen size $80, and the king size we have it for only $90 as well. We also have sale on bathroom section, where you get a four-piece bath set for $50. we have a five-piece bathroom accessory where you have the small bin for you to put your tissue paper and trash and stuff like that. We also have that for only $100. And we have bath rugs where you can get one for $20 and one for $15. So you can also buy probably the rug to put it by a bathroom and one to put in front of your where you use the toilet. So you can buy one of those, well, combine them and only get those two for only $35. As I said, there's a lot of good deals going on at the Muslim store right now. And if you want to call, you can call the Homes Department for any information. You can call them at 448-5102. The Appliances Department, you can call them at 448-5100. And the Engineering Department, 448-5101. And I just want to, once I'm wrapping up here, just take a quick stop at the Engineering Department, where we have bike tires for all the different bikes. We have batteries, we have rims, tires, car care products, and a lot more. We have the air conditioning units. I said a lot of good things at the Muslim store, at each of the different departments. I'm so happy to see Matt back here, because you being back here always puts a little smile on my face every time I see you. And I know probably it's not my business, but I am glad that you're actually back. I don't want anybody that was probably here before doing the program with me to feel no way, but you know, I just actually love your presence, Matt, in the morning. And I just want to say thank you for having me here and to be talking about all the good stuff that we have at the Muslim store. I just want to tell everybody, and you as well, Matt, to have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.
All right. Say hi to the rest of the staff. Huh?
We'll do, man. We'll do.
I see somebody smiling there. Good morning.
All right.
Good morning. Good morning. All right, Dominica, we're here. We're here 449-3095-96 and 97. Stick around, Dominica. As I said, I know a lot of we've been having a lot of talk in recent times as it relates to Ozzy Lewis. Tomorrow on the Sports Wrap, Mr. Sheridan Gregoire will be a guest. So tune in for that. All the questions you may have as it relates to Ozzy Lewis, our beloved commentator. And that'll be on a discussion. All the questions that you may have, you can tune in tomorrow. At this stage, I'm going to present a piece of a program presented before as it relates to Cuties on Cue. Mr. Ozzy Lewis, and next we'll have Jolly's Pharmacy. Stick around, Dominica. This is Q95. Stay tuned as we present a piece of Ozzy Lewis. All the questions being asked. About our beloved Ozzy Lewis. Stick around, Dominica. I'll be back with you 1 o'clock. We need to ask the question, bail or no bail for the alleged murderers up there in the Sufre area. That's the question on the table. 1 o'clock is after. Stick around.
As chairman of the Q95 Kudos for Heroes Committee, and on behalf of our entire committee, absolutely delighted and honored to present Ozzy Lewis to Dominica, to the region, and to the world as a true Dominican hero. His full name is Ozzy Clifford Osborne Gregory Lewis, but he is always fondly known as just Ozzy. He was born on November 17, 1942. His parents were Mr. S.G. Lewis of Scottsdale, who was an educator, and Miss Mary Elizabeth Webster of Anguilla. We are getting a little feedback from the studio. I suspect maybe a mic or so is open. If we can sort that out, maybe we might get a cleaner audio sound. But Ozzy is number 9 of 10 children. 6 of his siblings are now deceased, including all of his brothers. He's the last man standing. in the among his siblings. His remaining three sisters are Miss Ashley Lewis, Mrs. Beryl Norris, and Mrs. Erica Williams. He's married, of course, I believe for some 45 years or thereabouts, or maybe more, he will tell us later, to an absolutely wonderful and elegant lady, Eusebella Lewis. She used to be Jermaine, and she's from Soufre, whom herself had a distinguished career as a public officer, and undoubtedly the woman power behind Ozzy, the wind beneath his wings as he soars through his never-ending glory days. His four children include Sean, who is now deceased, Marlon, Dion, and Duane. I salute all of you. Ozzy attended the convent prep from the tender age of 4 till he was 7 years old, the Rosa Boys School from the age of 7 till he was 10. He was a holder of a government scholarship, as we expect that he would be. A brilliant man. He attended the Domley Grammar School 1954 to 1961. He grew up in the community of Kingshill and also at number 17 Cornwall Street in Newtown, as he likes to call it, the Mecca of football. And his professional career, his qualifications includes an LLB honors degree from London University as an external student in 1995, the first Dominican, in fact, to complete an LLB degree in the University of London as an external student. He obtained a legal education certificate, LEC, in September 1999 at the Hugh Wooding Law School in Trinidad, and he was called to the Dominica Bar in December of 1999. But along the way, in the course of his working life, Ozzy entered what was then called the civil service or the public service in March of 1962 and went on up the ranks in several departments. He was appointed to the constitutional post of Director of Audit in 1982 and held that position until his retirement at the age of 55, the young age of 55, in December of 1997. Ozzy was appointed magistrate in January of 2000 on contract and served in that capacity for 14 years. In the world of sports, Ozzy excelled. He played the Windward Islands Inter-Schools Tournament in Grenada as an opening batsman, as an off-spinner in 1960. He made the Dominica National Cricket Team and Windward Islands Cricket Team as an off-spinner and opening batsman as well in 1960. Participated in a national bodybuilding competition and won the Best Back Award in 1996. I remember that characteristic muscular back and that chest, often referred to as the gutter. In the field of culture, Ozzy presided as a calypso judge in national competitions from the 1970s to the late 1990s. He was chief judge for about 10 years, believe it or not. He has been a calypso commentator from the late 1990s to the present, but he was inducted in the Calypso Hall of Fame in 2016. Ozzy has been a sports commentator since 1968 in cricket, in football, in basketball, and netball. He's also been a sports writer for over 50 years. He won the accolade of award of Sports Commentator of the Year for 9 consecutive years until it was last held in 2015. Quite a remarkable list of accomplishments, I would say. Ozzy is the co-host of the very popular Q95 Thursday night sports rap program since March 2014. He was joined by a co-host, Rocket Sebastian and Emmanuel O'Black. So you can see why Ozzy deserves to be named the hero. But here are even a few more reasons why Ozzy is so deserving of that prestigious accolade. In addition to his valuable transformational lifelong work and accomplishments as a Dominican National Windward Islands cricket team opening batsman, a bodybuilder, an extraordinary commentator in football, cricket, calypso, co-host of Sports Rap, the most popular show in the Caribbean, with the biggest international listenership among all radio stations, all radio sports shows in Dominica. He is a man of principle, a man of integrity, a former magistrate, an auditor general, and a great public servant. So he brings great joy to listeners throughout the length and breadth of Dominica, the region, and globally. An exemplary patriot who has gone beyond the call of duty and continues to espouse wisdom and deep interest in Dominica's sporting history. He is the single largest repository of great sports knowledge locally and regionally. He takes pride in ensuring that the prowess and successes of Dominican sporting heroes is brought to light in a unique manner that exemplifies excellence. He continues to epitomize the fountain of youth despite decades of achievements, demonstrating to all and sundry that persons who reach retirement age can still contribute meaningfully to the development of their country. His articulation of the English language is masterful, spellbinding and impeccable, and he brings out the best in others to do the same. He's without doubt the best as what he does. Everybody reaches for excellence when Ozzy's around. So kudos to Ozzy Lewis and his family. He's indeed a true hero for installing a positive mental attitude that elevates the content of the social and cultural dialogue on matters of sports, principle, and law for over 50 years. For being a great Dominican who has demonstrated that each one of us can do extraordinary things in whatever we set out to do. To Q-Line 5 listeners at home and abroad, in the region worldwide, we invite you to join us in appreciating, embracing, recognizing, awarding, and extending kudos to our fifth Dominican hero, Ozzy Lewis. Rest assured that Ozzy Lewis remains highly appreciated, respected, and cherished by all in Dominica, our nature island gem of the Caribbean. So for his exemplary performance in transcending self-interest, for going well over and beyond the call of duty and above and beyond normal demands, for commanding respect in society, for arguably being a true pioneer in his work and occupation, for his innovation, achievements, and tenacity in the face of all the challenges that he encountered and endured in his lifetime, for his impactful leadership par excellence, for his community involvement, collaborations, and partnerships, for his dedicated commitment to social and cultural development, for his national humanitarian outreach, for these and for many more reasons, the kudos to our Heroes Committee recognizes, appreciates, embraces, and awards Mr. Ozzy Lewis. As a champion, we bestow upon Mr. Ozzy Lewis the title of a true Dominican hero, and it will always be the distinguished honor and delight of all of us, Dominicans at home and abroad and in the Q family, to say everyone, everywhere, we know and respect Ozzy Lewis. God bless you, Ozzy Lewis, and your children and grandchildren. On behalf of our kudos to our Heroes Committee, on behalf of every Dominican at home and abroad, thank you, Ozzy Lewis. Godspeed. We look forward to having you to inspire us for many more years to come. Thank you, Ozzy.
Ozzy Lewis, let me first of all congratulate Ozzy Lewis on his award. He has been an outstanding Dominican. He has served as a public officer and has served in the High Court as a magistrate. He has served sports for a very, very long time, and he has continued serving sports. Most notable, the program Sports Wrap. He is co-host with Emmanuel Black and Lockett Sebastian. Ozzy Lewis also was one of our top cricketers in the 60s as an opening batsman, also a spinner. And again, once again, let me congratulate Ozzy Lewis on his award. May God continue to shower his blessing on you.
Emmanuel Black, co-host of Sports Wrap.
Well, thank you very much, Manu. Thank you very much. Yes.
And of course, Lockett Sebastian.
Let me say, first of all, that Ozzy Lewis deserves whatever award is given to him, and the committee could not have chosen a better person. My relationship with Ozzy started a very long time ago. I worked with him as a junior clerk in the public service while he was the director of audit. Ozzy Lewis, and that relationship continued when I played. He was a commentator when I played for the Windward Islands, for Dominica, for the Cumberland Islands. And when I was playing cricket, I served as a commentsman while Ozzy was a commentator in regional matches, in test matches as well. And Ozzy Lewis is what you call the ultimate all-rounder. He worked as a director of audit, and he always gave reports, unlike others who hardly give reports and were rewarded with big contracts. He commentated on calypsos. He commentated on football. He commentated on cricket. And in his last job in the public service, he served as a magistrate and did a fantastic job. And it was very disheartening to see that the authorities did not renew his contract because they felt he wouldn't do their bidding. And Ozzy is what you call an outstanding Dominican.
Ozzy, you must have taught Lockett something to be that bold, right?
Sibo, thank you very much for those plaudits, man. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yes,